237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to invite you to call in and talk about whatever you want. Right, Manwich? Anything goes on this show.
Anything goes. If nobody calls, we come up with stuff.
What are you pointing to? You're pointing to something there.
I just wanted to point out that you wanted to get to those medical marijuana.
Oh, the medical marijuana thing. Yes, that's definitely a big, big issue. Now, this weekend, on our Saturday show, which we have available to most all. I think most of our affiliates pick up the Saturday show.
Yeah, Saturday show's sort of the easy one to carry.
Yeah, so we're on from 8 to 10 Eastern time on Saturday nights. And during that Saturday show...
Or you can listen to it on the archives at freetalklive.com.
Anytime. Absolutely free. Exactly, at freetalklive.com. One of the issues that I brought up during that show was a Supreme Court case that is looking at basically totally eviscerating the Fourth Amendment. It came out of a gentleman who was pulled over, routine traffic stop for speeding, like 6 miles over the limit, and the cop started asking nosy questions. The guy refused to allow a search of his car.
He was 11 miles over the limit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 6 miles, but whatever. He refused to allow a search of his car, and then all of a sudden another cop showed up with the drug dog. And they took the dog around the car. The dog kind of sat on the trunk. So they opened the trunk, found some marijuana, arrested the dude, went to court. This guy appealed it up to the Illinois Supreme Court. Illinois Supreme Court threw out the conviction, saying this is a totally illegal search. And then the state of Illinois appealed it with the help of our good old pals in the Bush administration. They are appealing it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court.
What do you mean their help?
That's all the article said, with okay. The Bush administration. So probably they're funding it, you know, or sending people to testify, you know.
Or saying thanks or something.
Yeah. So the case went to the Supreme Court. They recently heard the arguments, and now they're going to, of course, Supreme Court, the way they work is not exactly too quick. They hear the arguments, and then down the line, they come out with their decision. But the arguments have been heard. That part's done. So now we're just waiting for the decision. Will police be able to indiscriminately use dogs to search cars at random? Or will they be restricted by that piddly little constitution that we have?
It's Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, that minutia of the Constitution, that Fourth Amendment that guarantees us the right to privacy, that guarantees us the right from unreasonable search and seizure. And it basically, of course, it's been whittled away at for quite a while already, but this is going to be the final blow, I think, against the Fourth Amendment, because what we're talking about is basically you get pulled over and you have no say. They're just going to bring the dogs around your car. And who knows, maybe that'll be applied to our houses next. Maybe they'll just kind of walk down the street with police dogs, and whatever they find interesting, they'll just be able to search your house. Maybe that's what's coming next.
Well, the Fourth Amendment clearly states that it's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. This shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seen.
You know, I'm starting to think that maybe our caller from last hour is absolutely right. Maybe the Constitution was suspended in 1933, because it sure as hell doesn't seem like anybody cares a rat's ass about it these days.
It doesn't sound like it. I don't think that those police officers were thinking about the Fourth Amendment when they brought that dog in.
No, they were just doing their jobs, man, which that's what they'll always say. No matter how egregious...
I wish more police officers would do their job and protect the Constitution.
That's a good point.
I mean, like, I'm not... I understand that...
Now, I know that when our soldiers take an oath, that's what's included. It's protecting the Constitution. Do local police officers have a similar oath? I don't know about that.
I can't answer that, but...
I've always... one of my favorite sayings about the police is, who are they really here to protect and serve? Because it always says, on most police cars, it says, to protect and serve. And it never says what. And in my opinion, I think it's the state. They exist for the benefit of the bureaucracy. They exist for the benefit of the politicians, and not to serve us. Because I've never felt served by the cops.
I have. I felt served.
What did they serve you?
With
a warrant?
No. I've had things, like, you know, crimes committed against me, and, you know, called the police, and the cops responded.
Well, I think that
their jobs.
Certainly the local police are more responsive in that aspect.
Than feds.
Or as opposed to the state cops. And then, of course, the feds on top of that.
I see.
So it just gets more and more controlling, more and more inefficient the higher up in levels you go, I think.
You want to hear the Supreme Court thing?
I was leading into that, as a matter of fact. Why? Did you want to read it?
You want to read it? I've got the thing here on courts here, medical marijuana case.
I've got it right here, too. The Supreme Court questioned whether state medical marijuana laws might be abused by people who aren't really sick, as it debated on Monday whether the federal government can prosecute patients who smoke pot on doctor's orders. Stakes are high on both the federal, on both the government level. 11 states have passed medical, that's fully over one-fifth of our states. 11 of them have passed medical marijuana laws since 1996.
Including Montana, which approved
year, right?
Medical marijuana law on November 2nd, 2004. That made them the 11th state, according to drugpolicy.org.
Well, congratulations to the good folks in Montana. It is about time, and the more, as far as I'm concerned, the more the merrier. So if you want to comment, by the way, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. In the courtroom watching the argument was Angel Rake, an Oakland, California mother of two, who said she tried dozens of prescription medications to ease the pain of a brain tumor and other illnesses before she turned to marijuana. She and another ill woman, Diane Monson, filed the lawsuit to protect their access to the drug after federal agents confiscated marijuana plants from Monson's yard. And thank goodness they filed the suit, because otherwise it wouldn't be where it is today. So we're going to come back to this article, but again, as your calls come in, we go straight to them. Let's go back to Jim in Kansas using his second and final call of the night. We do have a two-call limit, but Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Well, you misunderstood one thing pretty bad. You said the Constitution was suspended. It was not. They use it when they want to, but they don't have to use it if they don't want to. If I run a corporation and you come to work for me every day, I give you the rules, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if you happen to go into court and represent the Constitution or my company, you can use the Fifth Amendment to say you can't testify.
Gotcha. See?
Okay.
Gotcha.
So the Constitution is still alive. It's just that they, well, for example, the Marcy Park deal. The policemen at the Marcy Park all took the Fifth Amendment when they were asked questions about how they found him, and so on and so forth.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Tell me about Marcy Park. I'm not sure.
Back when Clinton's top man, what was his name?
Vince Clark?
Yeah, Vince, darn it. Anyway, he, when he was killed.
The guy that got shot. Yeah,
yeah, he was found in Marcy Park. Okay?
Okay.
And the Marcy Park police took the Fifth Amendment when it came to testifying about the evidence that they found in the park.
I see. So the Constitution suited their needs in that case, so therefore
exactly,
they went ahead and utilized it.
Now, on the other hand, when the Constitution does not suit the corporation needs, then the corporate rule applies. For example, the Second Amendment. I mean, what's more or less, it's got to be specific when you look at the words in it. My gosh, it says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's pretty darn specific.
Now, yet they do it, and they've done it, what, 20,000 laws against guns?
Yep, that's true.
So when they want something in the corporate for their corporate purpose, which is the world government, then they use the corporate law.
And you got to love those small government Republicans that support enforcing every single one of those unconstitutional 20,000 laws.
They have to support it because the money to put them in office came from the corporations that own all the money.
Yeah,
and are part of the corporate law.
You know, I got to say, Jim, it makes some sense what you're saying. It definitely makes some sense.
The more you think about it,
yeah,
the more you dig, the more you find I'm right.
Vince Foster, by the way, is the gentleman who was found.
Vince Foster,
yeah. Park.
Yeah, that was it.
Jim, thanks for the call, man. We're going to continue. Appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. So back to this medical marijuana case. It's facing the Supreme Court right now. The attorney for these ladies, who are very ill, Randy Barrett of Boston, told the justices that his clients are law-abiding citizens who need marijuana to survive. Marijuana may have some negative side effects, he said, but seriously sick people are willing to take that chance because the drug helps them more than traditional medicines. We're going to come back with this, and it's just amazing what's going on here. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. You can. You have that control. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You can take control and talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Right now, we're kind of in the middle of a topic about the Supreme Court. They're hearing a case currently, actually, right now. Well, not now, but in this particular week, they're hearing a case in regards to medical marijuana. In case you don't know, in 1996, California led the way. And they passed their medical marijuana law, which basically made it legal for a doctor to prescribe to someone who is ill with all sorts of problems. I mean, AIDS patients can be helped by this, cancer patients, multiple sclerosis patients, glaucoma patients.
You know, looking at it, I always thought that it was just some kind of ruse, you know? When I looked at medical marijuana, I just thought, they're just... You know, it's just some way.
Just a bunch of dope heads.
Yeah, it's just a way to get marijuana legalized. But, you know, more and more research shows that marijuana really helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
And more ways than just pain relief. I mean, it actually Doesn't it actually reduce the effects of glaucoma? You can see better?
I do not know the answer to that.
That was something that I read at one point.
I can tell you that something else it does is it reduces nausea. So patients like Peter McWilliams, who is now dead as a result of what the government did to him, he had AIDS, was taking all sorts of nasty medications in order to suppress that as much as possible. Well, the problem is these medications made him want to puke because they're so violent. They conflict with your body chemistry so much, I guess. And the only way for him to keep those medications down was to smoke pot after he was done taking them. It was the only way for him to stop from throwing them up. Well, what ended up happening to this poor guy, and he's the guy who wrote the book called Ain't Nobody's Business If You Do. It's a major libertarian book towards the kind of social freedoms end, kind of the you can do with your body with what you choose kind of topic was what that was. And he died in his bathroom by choking on his own vomit.
You're kidding.
Because the federal government forbade him from using the one medicine that would help save his life.
Boy, that's sad.
By himself, died in his bathroom, puking, and he choked on it. It's really sad. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to Nolan again, using his second and final call of the night. Nolan in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
The gentleman who called and said that we are all owned.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the first person I've heard that from, and the other person mentioned the same place, Water Street, and your birth certificate is there.
I don't have mine in front of me, so I can't verify that.
A copy thereof is already there. We are sold off as chattel.
Uh-huh.
If you will Google owned Federal Reserve, you will see that it is not even a government agency. It is owned by J.P. Morgan & Company, Alex Brown, Brown Brothers, Landau, Montague, Lord Montague, Norman, all the way down the line.
So does that mean, here's a question for you, all those people that own this company, does that mean that they're not owned? Are they exempt from the ownership, or do they own themselves as well?
Well, no, I'm not a legal backflip artist, okay? I don't know how to answer that question. I can't do convoluted logic like those people have.
I gotcha.
What I can do is find on the Internet, not just in one place, but in dozens, and in books, like The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Uh-huh.
The Federal Reserve was created by a bunch of bankers, four bankers.
Right.
And when they were selling banking reform, and every time they sell you some reform act in order to make things better for you, look behind it. There's a big shaft fixing to get driven in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, more laws is not better for us. That's for darn sure.
And you're absolutely correct. We've got all these wonderful conservatives in office. Let's see some conservative lawmaking.
I have a prediction. I would say 4 years from now, despite the Republican majorities, we'll have a bigger, more oppressive, more intrusive, and more expensive government than ever. What do you say, Nolan?
I don't know if we'll last that long. I'm going to let you have it. Good day to you, sir.
That's a good point. Thanks for the call, Nolan. 1-800-259-9231. So back to the marijuana issue. And so anyway, we're talking about this poor bastard who died choking on his own vomit because he couldn't smoke marijuana. And that was because the federal government came in after California had passed its laws and raided his home looking for evidence of marijuana growth, which it turned out someone else was growing the marijuana for him. But he had his doctor's prescription according to California law. He was legal according to California law. But federal law, all of a sudden, for some reason, just throws the state's laws right out the window. And that's what this case that the Supreme Court is hearing right now is kind of hinging on. The question is, does federal law supersede, trump the state laws? That's what they're trying to figure out. And in this case, I mean, this is going to be another major decision that we're going to be hearing from the Supreme Court on. I don't know if we're going to have a decision by the end of this year, but, man, let me continue with this article here. Marijuana, let's see. The justices refused 3 years ago to protect distributors of medical marijuana from federal anti-drug charges. They're confronting a more personal issue this time, the power of federal agents to go after sick people who use homegrown cannabis with their doctor's permission and their state's approval. A defeat of the two California women might undermine laws passed by California and 10 other states and discourage other states from approving their own. A loss for the government, on the other hand, could jeopardize federal oversight of illegal drugs and raise questions in other areas such as product safety and environmental activities. A Bush administration lawyer told the justices they'd be encouraging people to use potentially harmful marijuana if they were to side with the women. According to the acting Solicitor General Paul Clement, he says, quote, if they're right, and I think their analysis would extend to recreational use of marijuana as well as medical use of marijuana, and would extend to every state in the nation, not just those states that made it lawful. Justice David H. Souter said an estimated 10% of people in America use illegal drugs, and states with medical marijuana laws might not be able to stop recreational users from taking advantage. It's just such a convoluted mess. I mean, they're coming up with all kinds of reasons to not allow these two women to win the case.
Well, that point of view is silly because there's lots of people that use prescription drugs recreationally.
That's true.
There's a great deal of them.
I know some of them.
And now, what in the world? Those prescription drugs aren't illegal.
Well, they're illegal to be used by those people.
They
who
are illegal
using
to be
illegally.
Used by people that are using them illegal, but they're not illegal to. I mean, they can still be prescribed. It's just a crazy war on marijuana and drugs in general.
But you know what? You're right. It is more of a war on marijuana than anything else.
It
That's
really
where
is.
They spend the lion's share of the dollars on. Just as Stephen Breyer said, the government makes a strong argument that as many as 100,000 sick people use marijuana in California. And, quote, when we see medical marijuana in California, we won't know what it is. Everybody will say, mine is medical. Certificates will circulate on the black market. We face a mess. No, you face a mess because you made a war on drugs. That's what you face a mess for. Okay, fine. There's people in California that have permits that shouldn't have. Again, we come back to the issue of, is marijuana really just as harmful as you say it is? And even if it is harmful, should it be illegal? Who owns you anyway, Manwich?
I feel like I own me.
Well, according
the
to Jim,
is different.
According to some of our callers, some corporation owns us.
The
Federal Reserve
is there for the callers.
Yeah. Well, I should own me. I should own me, and I should be able to choose what I put in my body. And if you think differently, 1-800-259-9231. Should we legalize marijuana? Should we decriminalize it? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and call in about absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And again, anything goes, from the political to the personal. And kind of right now, we're in the middle of the two topics, I think. In the middle of those two sorts of things. Political, get that beast out of there, if you would, please. She's going places she shouldn't be. We're talking about the Free Talk Live Studio Beast, which you can see on our website at freetalklive.com.
We need a studio cam so people can watch the meanderings of the beast.
Yes. Well, give them something to watch. Certainly be a lot more interesting than us sitting here talking to microphones.
Two dorks with microphones.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something that will be coming along in the near future. So stay tuned for that. And you can log on at freetalklive.com and experience all the other things that we have for you online, including our chat room. There are people hanging out in there as we speak. That's absolutely free. The bulletin board system, there's over 185 users there now, I think, and something like 1,600 or more posts. So all kinds of different things for you to experience online at freetalklive.com, including the archives section. We're talking about marijuana, as I said, kind of a cross between the personal and the political, because it's personal for a whole lot of people. People who are sick, people who have debilitating diseases that use this plant to help themselves feel better, and the federal government is basically telling them, no, you can't do that, even though your state laws say otherwise.
11 states. I mean, let's make it clear that this
one fifth of the nation.
Montana was just added, so now.
And Montana.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a red state or a blue state. I think it's a red state.
I don't know. Let's go right to the phones, though. We've got Aaron on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Going pretty good. I just wanted to talk about why it's illegal. And the reason it's illegal is because there's millions and millions of dollars being made off of keeping it illegal.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's from all of the people who are in prison currently. The chances are, if you're in prison, the chances are you're there for using marijuana, not even selling it, but just using it. 80.6% of all people there for drugs are there for possession, and most of those are there for pot.
80.6 in prison?
Most people in prison are there for drug use.
Maybe that's prison and in jail. Go ahead.
For prison and jail. They're there for drugs. And 80.6 of the drug users are there for simple possession. Most of them are there for possession, in other words. And most of those possessions are for pot. They're making tons of money off of keeping all of these prisoners there to make money for these corporations by being their slaves.
What bugs me about it is that's my money that they're making.
Absolutely.
I have to pay.
And it's not even getting paid to us, and we're putting all of the money into it by feeding them and clothing them and all of this stuff, but all the money coming out is going to these corporations.
Right.
And also, they're making tons of money by keeping us on their drugs, on all of these drugs that we could be just taking pot for. You know, for example, and also they're killing us by doing it, and, you know, keeping the population down.
Now, Aaron, are you a marijuana smoker?
I am. And you know why? It's because I've been getting prescribed Darvocet and Vicodin since about 7th and 8th grade because I had a spinal fusion. Mm-hmm. And if I were on these drugs instead of pot, my liver would be gone right now, Plus, I would have all these medical bills. They'd be making all this money off of me. Mm. So that's why.
What do you find that the marijuana does for you personally? You said you had a spinal fusion. That sounds kind of painful. So is it for pain relief?
Painful, yeah. It is good pain relief. Also, I have an ulcer, and it's very good for nausea, like you guys were saying. It's actually the fastest working muscle relaxant in the world. So people who have seizures and things, basically the only thing they can possibly do to get rid of a seizure immediately is smoke pot. They can't take a pill, you know? And if you're violently throwing up from an ulcer, you can't take a pill.
You're right, because then you have to wait for the pill to kind of take effect, to dissolve in your stomach.
Yeah, this is the muscle relaxant, too. So.
Hey, Aaron, we have a quick technical question for you. How is it you're listening to Free Talk Live tonight?
Online.
Oh, okay. Via freetalklive.com. Very cool. Well, you know what, Aaron? It's just a sad, sad situation. Of course, we've got the Supreme Court about to make a decision. I mean, they're going to be making a decision on this. It could have an effect across the entire nation in regards to an even bigger crackdown on marijuana. And it's just a sick, sick problem that we have. And of course, they're kind of stuck in this weird little zone where they're trying to determine whether or not it's okay to have these laws, and the fact that if we do have these laws, there's going to be all these people taking advantage, all these recreational users. Now let me ask
you
this, Aaron.
Before they do everything they can to stop it.
Before you had your spinal graft, had you ever smoked marijuana recreationally?
Yeah, but not so much.
You know, I think that's what we're really going to have to start arguing from is the full-on decriminalization of marijuana, because it seems like a lot of people argue against marijuana decriminalization by saying, stop these medical marijuana laws because it's just the first step. They realize that this is just the first step towards full decriminalization. Well, we should just stop taking all these steps. So we just need to come out and say we need to decriminalize marijuana for all purposes, because there's no point in doing this halfway sort of stuff.
They basically admit that it's basically harmless for you, and the whole reason for it being illegal, supposedly, is because it's a gateway drug. That's their excuse.
That's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
I know. Look at all these people who smoke pot. Every single one of them probably started on alcohol or cigarettes.
Absolutely, but those are legal, so we're not counting them.
Oh, well, not for long. I've heard from some politicians they'd like to outlaw cigarettes next,
now,
which is just absolutely insane.
I think what the point here is that the Supreme Court's checking the constitutionality of whether or not they can make a state can make medical marijuana legal in their particular state. And I'd say
they should check the Constitution to see if they could make them illegal in the first place via the federal government.
I don't see how the federal government. I could see, like, the fact is the federal government in this particular purview doesn't have jurisdiction over the states. They just don't.
Well, I agree with that, but of course, do the Supreme Court agree with it is another question, and what they say goes, unfortunately. Aaron, did you have any more comments for us?
No, that's it. Thank you for hearing me out.
Hey, man was just trying to explain something to me, and I don't understand what it is. You have to say it out loud, man. I can't
read
lips.
Aaron. I just wanted to make sure that Ian got a chance to ask you if you go on the site freetalklive.com, we have a special section called the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, it's not a beauty contest by any stretch of the imagination. It's just we like to show off our female listeners, and we like to prove to program directors and radio stations nationwide that we, in fact, can attract a female listener. And we'd appreciate if you'd send your photo to ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll put you up on the shrine.
Okay, great.
Is that something that you could do, Aaron?
Yeah, that's no problem.
That would be awesome. Again, log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the shrine. Make sure it's tasteful enough for you, and then send us that picture, okay? And you know what? If you do it, you'll be our very first syndicated Free Talk Live listener. You're Shriner, rather. If you go to the shrine, you'll see there's about 30 different girls up there, but they were all from back in the days when we were just a local show. Well, now we're syndicated worldwide, and you will be the very first one. So
as of last week.
Exactly. So we hope that turns out to be you, Aaron. Thanks for the call, and hopefully we'll hear from you again.
You. Okay, bye.
Thanks. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have to keep these calls a little bit shorter because they're rolling in like crazy. We've got Ian, Carl, and Elder Bear all coming up. Let's go to Ian from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. No, we're going to break, I guess. All right. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to your calls, so stay on the line. Be patient. Everyone wants to talk about dope. Coming back with more Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you know, it seems like whenever the war on drugs comes up, we never have enough time to discuss it in the amount of detail that it really deserves. Just to summarize here, we started out by talking about the Supreme Court hearing a case right now, hearing a case about whether or not states have the right to pass laws that are anti or that go against the grain as far as the federal laws are concerned. In that, there are federal laws against marijuana use, and there are 11 states now that have passed medical marijuana laws in violation of those federal laws. The question is, can those federal laws trump the local state laws, or do states indeed have some rights remaining, and can they create their own laws that are in opposition to federal laws? That's what is being questioned right now in the Supreme Court, and it's going to be a major decision when it comes down. Whichever way it goes, it's going to be a major decision. Of course, on this show, I think I can safely say that we're both for the decriminalization of marijuana. I know I'm for the abolition completely of the war on drugs. I don't know how you feel on that one, Manwich.
You know, the more I think about it, there's lots of drugs out there that scare me. I don't smoke pot, and I find that, drugs in general are scary, and I've heard all kinds of stories, but the fact is, there's just so much crime committed in order to get black market drugs, that are inflated by, tens of thousands of percent simply because they're illegal. And that crime endangers me and my family. I don't like that.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Steve
in somewhere. I don't know where you're at, Steve. Where
I'm
are you?
I'm in the Yuba Goldfield.
Huh? What is the Yuba Goldfield?
It's a giant goldfield right here in California.
Beautiful.
Oh, I thought it was
Pick
some kind of...
Pick me up some, would you?
Wait, is it actually gold, or is it some kind of marijuana?
It's, you know, secretly owned by the Democratic Party. It's off the map. Big as Rhode Island. Nobody can get in there, and they take about $40,000 an hour of gold out of there. About 1,000 trucks. Along this highway I'm on, about 1,000 trucks come by every day.
Wow.
So anyway,
very interesting. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, the marijuana illegalization in America.
Okay.
What in the world did they do? First, in the 70s, they poured paraquat all over the Mexican marijuana. It was cheap. There was no illegal, illicit use of marijuana. It was just the kids using it for, instead of, you know, sniffing glue or sniffing gasoline. You know, you got 5% or up to 30% of the population that are just plain stupid.
Sure.
They're going to do anything to get high. You know it. You know that's true. They're going to kill themselves, whatever it might be.
They'd bang themselves in heads with rocks if they could, if they thought it'd get them high.
They do. You know, look at spring break, right?
Allow me to insert here very quickly, just because one uses marijuana does not make one stupid.
No, he's just making a point that some people will do anything to get high.
Okay,
exactly. You know, in other words, I've known a lot of stupid people. They do a lot of stupid things.
Gotcha.
One of the stupid things they do is smoke marijuana. Now, once they made marijuana 100 times more expensive, bringing the corruption in, the crime gangs into it,
that's correct.
Then all of a sudden, from the use of cocaine, which had no use at all, nobody was using cocaine, all of a sudden everybody was using cocaine. It was cheaper than marijuana. And this drug, cocaine, was a million times more deadly, a million times more horrible than marijuana could ever be. But they just let this stuff just flow all over the country. Then they made a synthetic crack cocaine. Now you've got everybody addicted to a drug which criminals, the criminality of our population grew 100 times because of crack cocaine.
Okay.
If they would have just left the marijuana alone, nobody would have, it would have never been invented. Crack cocaine would have never
You're
been
absolutely
invented.
Right about that. If it weren't for the war on drugs, there would be no crack today.
Well, it just goes to show that the government can't do anything properly. I mean, the fact is they're trying to fight, it takes them so long to figure out how to fight each one of these particular drugs. I mean, there's drugs right now that kids are getting high on that aren't illegal, that they'll make it illegal in 3 years because they haven't even figured out they exist yet.
But even though they make them illegal, they still can't figure it out. They just still can't stop it. Even when the DEA gets in front of all the big news, you know, the news cameras and says, look, it's a record size bust. We got 500 pounds of the stuff. Well, as they were speaking those words, 5,000 pounds just crossed the border.
Yep.
In that instant. I mean, that's seriously what they're dealing with. They can't even scratch the surface of it.
Exactly.
Steve, do you have any final comments?
Yeah, there were no Mexican gangs. Now here I live in California. Everything's rife with Mexican gangs. You can't go into those neighborhoods anymore. I once was able to walk in. Or you'll get shot or killed.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. It was just an abomination. If you just understand that, you know, the more you press on an issue, and marijuana was just something that was used basically by musicians to play better.
Yeah, and it was black musicians too. That's what got
them. There's the racial part
right.
of it all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Steve, you're absolutely right. We appreciate you listening. How are you listening to this show, by the way?
Internet.
Excellent. Well, stay tuned at freetalklive.com, and we certainly appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, Steve.
God bless you.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Ian, one of my favorite names, listening in New York. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I had a friend named Bernie Durkee, and he passed away back in November.
Allegedly. Okay.
He had lung cancer and a number of other problems. They had him on all kinds of medicine, and nothing worked for him. The only thing that worked for him was smoking weed. And,
wait, what do you mean? Now, wait a minute. He has lung cancer, and he's smoking weed. Now, I don't know about that, and I've smoked it before. So let's get to this in a moment. I'm curious about how it is that weed can help someone with lung cancer. 1-800-259-9231.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, and you know what? Change the topic if you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey,
every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It was just what made me chuckle as I was coming back, because I just looked over in our chat room at freetalklive.com, and someone in there asked the question, when does the offensive stuff start? I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure they're...
Shut up, lady!
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. We're in the final segment of this particular hour. We do have another hour coming up from 9 to 10 o'clock. It's going to be a time warp hour, however, which means we're not live during 9 to 10 o'clock hour. So keep that in mind. Let's get right back to the phones, back to the phone, talking about legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana. Of course, the Supreme Court right now is looking at the issue of states' rights versus the federal government and their laws. Let's go to let's go back to Ian in New York. Ian, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm
hey.
Here. Okay. Yeah, well...
So you said you have lung cancer, or your friend had lung cancer?
Yeah, my friend had lung cancer. He passed away, but the tumors that he had in his lungs, he would get those 72-hour patches, and it's really painful in the chest.
Okay.
And those won't even help. Actually, you know what he did to have those help? He would scrape off all the stuff off the patches and eat it all at once. But when he smoked pot, he said that was the only thing that made him feel better.
No kidding. That's amazing. I mean, you would think that smoking pot might make you feel kind of bad if you have lung cancer, but I guess... Hey, I'm taking his word for it. That's very interesting. Ian, anything else on your mind?
Another thing, there's up in New York, there's this this pot called Beasters or British Columbia, and it's been around straight for about, I'd say, about 8 years.
Gotcha.
And,
BC bud, go for it.
And I have a feeling, because it's always around, I have a feeling that someone, like maybe the federal government or the state or local or whatever, they have something to do with that.
Well, I can tell you, that's very simple. That's just a matter of buying off Border Patrol. If you're bringing marijuana across the border, you got to have a sure-fied way to get it through, and so therefore you just give the Border Patrol agents who are on duty at that time a specified amount per pound that you bring across, and they're happy, and everyone else is happy. That's how it works. Thanks for the call, Ian. We got a scram, but I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Rusty in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Rusty?
Hey, great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, sir. You just have about a minute. Go for it.
Okay. Quickly, will you talk something about the economic effects on the war on drugs? Where is this $100 billion a year going to? And quickly also, I always thought the war on drugs had kind of a racial overtone because the difference in crack cocaine and powder cocaine laws, they use the racial factor to put it over on the American public. In other words, they use the testing grounds, the bad neighborhoods of America. Now, those same draconian policies, they're applying to the rest of mainstream America.
Rusty, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
That's the reality.
The drug laws were based in racism originally. The reason why these things were made illegal is because the brown folk were using them. I mean, there are a bunch of racists that created the laws in the first place, and of course it still continues today with a bunch of redneck cops out there stopping Hispanics and blacks.
It used to be, remember the Godfather where they talked about, let's keep the heroin in the darky neighborhood, there's animals anyway, but that was in the beginning. Now the real money is into suburbs, like rap music. The biggest buyers and purchasers of rap music is not inner city kids. They can't buy 10 million copies.
You're right. It's white. It's young white kids. You're absolutely right. Rusty, keep listening. Keep listening at freetalklive.com. We're going to be on all week from 7 to 9 o'clock live Eastern Time and from 9 to 10 pre-recorded via the Time Warp. So stay tuned. It's being in here with you.
And Manwich.
I'm sure this issue is going to come up again. We'll be back.
U.S. Gold.